Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you doing today? I trust you are doing well. I know there's a new bug going around. I may be sick, but I just pray to God to heal you in this time, during this time. One time or another, we've all experienced some kind of disappointment. It's part of the human condition. You may not have gotten that promotion that we were looking for. You may have started out of business, but it didn't work out. Disappointment comes in all kinds and all. It doesn't discriminate. That's how much money you have, or how little money you have, where you live, who you are. If we all experience some disappointment in one way or another. But the question that I have is how we handle disappointment. You know, how we handle it can be a test of somebody, can be a test of one's character. Actually, Jesus was disappointed with his disciples from time to time. But he never gave up on them. You know, God doesn't give up on us when we disappoint him. And he wants us to trust him when we've been disappointed or hurt. One of my favorite verses is kind of disappointment. You know, I think about disappointment, you know. One verse that comes to mind is Isaiah 5:8-9. Came to the eighth verse and says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," says the Lord. "When the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." Now, when we have disappointment, you know, it's a kind of a blow. You know, it's like grieving over something. You know, disappointment leaves the mind as having some sadness over something you didn't receive, something that just didn't pan out. It's not easy to hurt, be disappointed. Sort of like when you lose a loved one, you grieve over. You may have thought sure that this thing was, whatever you had a dream for was going to really work out for you, but it didn't. Maybe that person you expected to come through for you didn't. You know, I'm sure their parents are disappointed in their children, and children disappointed in their parents. People disappointed with their jobs. Back to their job, maybe where you're employed, they're disappointed in you. So disappointment runs the whole gamut. But disappointment doesn't have to be an end to everything. It just means that whatever the disappointment is, it will pass. Then you grieve about it, you pray about it, and then you move on from it. One thing about disappointment, I heard you were saying that. Disappointments are God's appointments. And he knows what's best for us. One of the things I always mention is that God could see what's way ahead. We could see just what's in front of us. We could see a rosy picture about something. God sees all the pitfalls, he sees all the, some of the dangers that he may run into. He sees things that may down the line happen. You might think you have a great job or, with the right person and everything. God sees things way on down the line. I'm pretty sure people out there who thought that's something or someone for your need. But when it turned out that they didn't, you were hurt by it. And that's understandable. But the point is never to wallow in that grief and don't let it fester into bitterness. Because bitterness can blind you to other opportunities that may be out there. I've only answered my life, you know. I'm pretty sure, you know, my life, I've had many disappointments, you know, and I've had, you know, I've been disgusted and I just wanted to walk away, but that wasn't the way to do it. God had another plan for me. I put in, make it aside, you know, that I might have a plan, maybe you may not understand it or why it's this, but God knows what's best for us. You know, when I think about the disciples, you know, they stumbled and bumbled. You know, I'm pretty sure one of them just said, you know, just rolled his eyes, wanted to throw up his hands, and saying, what the thing? The whole thing is, he understood that they were human beings, they were flesh and blood. They were going to make mistakes. And he stuck with it. It's just like when you know, at the beginning of the year, if you're on an athletic team, you know, in the beginning, everything's not going to be in sync, you know, everything's not going to be in the right order. You know, people learning about each other, learning different things that they have to do. And after a while, you know, as people get to know more each other, you eventually you'll see the improvement on the whole team. And so, you know, the coaches, or am I just, you know, why that happened? Because everybody was disappointed. They had some disappointment, but they stuck with it. They kept their nose to the grind. Once everybody saw a greater purpose, you know, they were able to go into it and buy into the purpose and kept going. This is what makes championship teams. Because the championship teams, they're gonna, you know, you're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows, but you stick to the plan, stick to the grind, see a great purpose, and that's why they're champions. Because in spite of everything that happened around them and with them, they kept going until they reached the ultimate prize. And this is what God has in mind for us. And he wants us, you know, he wants us to reach that promised land, that goal. Because he has big plans for all of us. When I was studying this lesson, I came away with three things. The disappointment doesn't last forever. You know, it's just like, you know, you have to, you know, you're disappointed, you're hurt. The thing is, you have to count all the things that you learned about it. You know, one of the things about disappointment is you can learn a lot of things. You can learn about maybe something, some areas in your life that need to be improved. Some areas in your life maybe need to be worked on. There may be some things you may have to let go in order to achieve the goal of the God to have a have a big effect on their life. As far as anything goes, you may have to let go of the job. You know, you may have to change your whole job structure. I know when I worked in the financial sector for 23 years. But when I got laid off, I realized that my career in that particular field was over. So I had to find another career. And I was trained as an electronic technician, totally different from the financial sector. And I worked on that field for 11 years, two different sectors. But I learned something from both. I also learned in the process when I was unemployed. how God had kept me during that time. And I learned a lot of things about myself, about other people, about different things. And so disappointment does more and never lasts forever. You know, take advantage of, you know, the time. You know, what have you learned from your disappointment? Is this something that you need? Is this something that God wants to teach you? Maybe you need a little more education. Maybe you need a little more life experience. Be anything. You know, you may have to let go of some relationships. You may have to let go, you know, you have to put some things aside, you know. But just remember, your disappointment won't last forever. Go to Psalms 32. Psalms 34 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, saves the crushed spirit. I think God knows you're disappointed. So, then you can go to Him. Then go to Him. Another verse, chapter 30 in the Psalms, verse 5. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. It's back to the point that your disappointment won't last forever. I might add is that when you're disappointed, you know, don't get bitter. You know, just keep it, you know, grieve that you lost something or something didn't work out. And then just kind of move on from there. The second point I have is pray. Okay, God knows you're hurting. You know, pray that God, you know, pray for God give you an opportunity, other opportunities. You know, just pray that pray that He'll heal you from this grief. Because, you know, disappointments will be hurt. That is a fact of our lives. I go to 8th chapter of Romans, 28 verses says, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. This God has plans for you. Maybe whatever the thing you had wasn't the bucket for you. No, but there are other things that God may have for you. Maybe right now you don't see it, but He sees it and it's out there. Now another thing is you have to be open to it when you have to be open. You have to have an open spirit to it. You know, it's not so much, you know, it's more or less, you know, wherever you are, you know, you give glory to God, it doesn't matter what position you're in. You know, it doesn't matter where you go. You know, God might send you to the farm, man. He might send you to, and might send you to some place that you never even been. You know, you may be in contact with people that probably you, people you never had, people you probably maybe have not even met or come in contact with. But one thing about God is He'll equip you for those things. Because you see, like I mentioned before, God sees a picture way ahead of you. So He knows what's on down the pipe. And there's this thing. Go to Psalm 55, verse 22, says, cast your burden on the Lord, He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Now you pray to God, you pray to God, and He'll sustain you during this term. You know that you'll still feel the disappointment. I'm not glossing over it at all. You know, you'll still feel disappointment, but God is with you. You know, He'll sustain you while you're going, getting over this disappointment. You know, He'll show you all the things that maybe you need to do or has to be done. So it's kind of a reciprocal thing. You know, you you give your grief over to God, and God in turn will give you comfort. And you're giving one and you're receiving another from God. Another verse I like to give is Philippians. Philippians. One of the more common verses I hear regarding the subject of discipline. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What's being said here is, experience disappointment, and don't worry about what's going to happen. All you need to do is just pray, and then bring your requests and make known unto God. Be thankful to give God thanks, because, like I said earlier, God knows what you need. And He knows everything that's going to happen between the two of them. And in turn, when you give it over to God, He'll give you that inner peace. Instead of Adam's, you may feel, I am the most bitter, maybe bitterness. Come on, but give it over to God, give peace in your heart. And during the time, He'll guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I think that's what comes when He'll guard you against, bitterness or frustration. This is what I come to believe this verse is saying. Third thing I like to remember is don't get down on yourself. I mentioned earlier about, championship teams. The one quality mark about championship teams is that they don't quit. When things don't go well, if things aren't going well, they don't quit. They just keep going. They keep going. They keep encouraging each and everybody else. They keep working harder, keep doing the things that they need to do, and they just keep going on. That's what makes, there's an old saying, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And that is a true saying, because I've seen, I've played a lot of sports in my life, and I've seen that. I've seen teams just go on in spite of what's going on, and they just kept going and kept going and kept going. Now, perseverance has nothing to do with talent. It's just sticking to the course. Sometimes I've seen some teams that had great talent but just didn't seem to have the discipline or resolve when things didn't go well. And I've seen teams, maybe skills wise, they weren't the most talented, but they're a very cohesive unit. And when I played against those teams, they tended to be the toughest teams that I played against. Nobody really stands out, but as a unit, they played well. They were tough. They were tough to handle. And this is how and why, because they didn't quit. That's why. Why is it the team seem to win? Same team seem to win year after year after year. And they get personnel may change. The office. It's the same thing in an office. You work in a field. In a particular field, your personnel changes. The reason to have a good, and you have why you have good, you have good personnel, and you have a good system. Everybody can work together. It doesn't matter if it's on an athletic field, in an operating room. It could be in your class, it could be in the group that you're associated with. Maybe a goal. Maybe some of you working on some social justice issue, you know, a group of you get together, you know, work as a unit. In spite of all the odds that seem to be against you, you're not quitting. Good Isaiah verse 40. Isaiah chapter 40 speaks. Now verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? God is the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth. He does not think you are weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even the youth who faint can be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God will give you the strength. There are situations that you may not be able to control. You know, it also has nothing to do with what you did wrong. It may not have nothing you did wrong. It just maybe that this opportunity or you know, that person wasn't right for you. So maybe, God has a better opportunity for you. God has another person for you. Maybe some person God may have another. He might have that person that's right for you. That's one thing I pray for my trans. One of the mess of my trans sisters has is being able to meet somebody who loves them and respects them who they are. That's a prayer that I have for them. Life's disappointments are God's appointments. I've heard this statement for a number of years, and what you're saying about it is actually true. You know, scan over my life, you know, my disappointments, but God was with me all the time. Now, some of the things that God brought into my life, I never expected. So a couple of times I said, Lord, I know you have things in my, wonderful things in my life, but I didn't know it was this. You know, thinking about it, it sounds like a humanist, but you know, it's important to have my life. One of the things I love is all my life is radio. Now, getting into radio is a tough field. I took my FCC test after all that, you know. Then I sent out my demos to stations all over the country. Didn't get anything. Okay, I didn't get anything in the field, but still my love for radio never waned. And now I'm doing this radio program. And I'm doing something that I actually love, you know, something that I had dreamed about for a long time. Now I'm fulfilling my dreams. So we're almost winding up with our program for today. Remember the three things that I mentioned. No disappointment doesn't last forever. And just remember, God, you know, God's ways are higher than ours. You know, you might see something, and it might be something you think is great, but God sees something that's even better. And He wants us to be the best. He wants us to be the best. You know, disappointments, you know, not a death sentence, disappointments. You know, it doesn't spell the end. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, if you're 75 or 80, God still has plans for you. You know, just because you retire from a job doesn't mean you retire from life. You know, one thing I'd like to see more more people of different generations. They come to understand each other. It'd be nice if I see a group of young people go to a nursing home and interact with the people there. Because I think they will be appreciated. I think both people, I think the people that are there and the young people would appreciate it. One of the joys I had doing was a transgenerational theater project. Trans people of all different generations created a play and we performed it. And it was such a wonderful thing. That was one thing I've always had a dream about, different generations. The second thing was pray. You know, we had to be disciplined about pray, give it all to God. That's what prayers. You know, prayers, you meet with God, you talk with God. You know, he knows you're hurting, you know, he knows you're disappointed, he knows you're mad. You get the times I went to God, I was quite upset about something. And then there's a healing process. God healing. It's like when you lose a loved one, you know, there's a healing process. The other thing is don't quit on yourself. Keep going. You know, don't give up when things get tough or things don't work out. If something needs to be changed, change it. That's the whole thing, one thing about your disappointments, you learn things. You learn things about yourself, you learn new things, you learn things about others. Finally, you know, life's appointments, disappointments are God's appointments. Remember, God has a plan for your life. And he knows what's best for us. You know, he also knows where we'll give glory to him and also where we'll touch other people's lives. So I'll leave you with a final verses. This is in the 11th chapter of Matthew, verses 28. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. If I yoke is easy, I will. And then I leave you with that verse today. Just remember, God has great plans for you. This is Genevieve's. And I pray that you learn something today and pray that God touch your life. If you want to get a hold of me, contact me at facebook.com/Jenny.Rhodes. And I'd like to thank you for coming in, and I look forward to the next time we get together. God bless you.